What's up, Cheap Seaters? It's Nick.
And Adam.
And this is episode 19 of Cheering from the Cheap Seats. That's 19. Big ol' 19, if that's a thing.
Yeah, it's not a special age. It's not 18 and it's not 21. It's right there in the middle.
Yeah, so if you're 19 and you're listening to this, you're just in the middle.
Yeah.
You're not going to be special again until you're 21.
Exactly.
Anyways, we are finally back. We were just discussing this before we even started recording that it's been quite a while.
Been a while.
Yeah.
Sorry.
As Stain would...
I couldn't fight the urge to do it, like, every time I hear it. Every time.
You're about as whiny as he was in that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know. You've heard my Blink-182 impersonation.
Yeah. Might record that one time so everybody else can hear it. It's phenomenal.
Or not.
I think we should. Anyways, so it's been quite a while since we've been doing this. We were looking, and our last episode was March 25th. So that's been
not quite a month.
Oh yeah, close enough.
Less than a month.
Because we're recording this on April 21st. Mm-hmm. So it's been almost four weeks.
But you know what? Sometimes life just happens and you're just not feeling it.
Yeah, we've, between work and just life.
Some other, unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah.
You know.
Stuff just happens. Yeah. But,
we're here now.
We're back. And you get to hear our love.
From outer space. However the rest of that song goes.
Yeah. I was going to say everybody's...
Backstreet's back?
Backstreet's back, all right.
Yeah.
I can see us being Backstreet Boys.
Were you a Backstreet Boys or NSYNC person?
I was a Backstreet Boy fan.
Yeah, I switched back and forth. I like them both.
I mean, nowadays I like both of them.
Yeah.
My sister was more than NSYNC fan. I was a Backstreet Boy person.
Backstreet Boys is still actually currently touring and around, while NSYNC is just Justin Timberlake.
And everybody else are no names.
Yeah. Joey Fatone. Who? What?
Yeah.
Anyways.
At least, he shows up on random TV shows every once in a while.
Yeah, Joey. No, that's the one I just said. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Who?
Exactly.
Was he the one with the,
weird hair.
Yeah, weird hair. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so now.
Welcome to our, 90s boy band podcast. Next week, we discuss 98 Degrees and New Kids on the Block. Actually, New Kids on the Block might be earlier than 90s. I think that's probably 80s.
Post Donnie Wahlberg or pre Donnie Wahlberg?
When Donnie Wahlberg was there. During.
During Donnie Wahlberg. Yeah. Thank you. I'm trying to think of going with a good name for... for 90s boy band podcasts, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Anyways, before we just completely derail this train, if it isn't derailed already, it's tipping. It's tipping on the tracks. We're finally back. Finally back with another review episode, too. I know we haven't done one of these in a while. I mean, it's been even longer doing a review episode than it has been for us being here, because... Last month was spent all doing both our episodes for the month were WrestleMania episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, WrestleMania happened at the beginning of April, so we
were
like, hey, our March, we're going to do WrestleMania, woo! Yeah. But we're actually back, another review. And today we're going to review our experience at Wake Forest Baseball. We've done basketball, so now we get to do some baseball.
And hopefully this... fall, we can do Wake Forest football.
Yeah, just bring it around town. Bring it full circle.
Well, they are the local team, so makes sense.
And then next year we'll do Wake Forest volleyball.
Sure.
And then skeet shooting.
Sure. Archery, gymnastic. I don't know what. Well,
I don't know.
Soccer. We should have thought of that one first. Wake Forest is good at soccer. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, that's the one sport they've actually been good at, like, consistently.
And win national championships good.
So, This was actually our... Was this your first workforce baseball game?
My first college baseball game.
Oh, ever. Nice. Okay, so yeah, me too. So, yeah. Me too. And we went because they were actually playing Western Carolina.
Surprise, surprise. So, how many Western Carolina games have we... I know it's two, at least two. No, UNTG, they're playing Western. So,
this will be the third one that we review that the other team was playing your alma mater.
Exactly. And pretty sure we're 0-3 in those. Yeah, we're definitely 0-3 in those. Which, hey, Western started off pretty good this game, but then they just lost it.
Yeah.
Such is baseball.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, so, you know, this was both of our first ever college baseball games, so... I mean, I was excited to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Experience it. Well, and I was excited because I spent many games at this ballpark when it was home of the Winston-Salem Warthogs, which such a much better name than the Winston-Salem Dash.
I agree.
And so, like, because you remember it as a kid, you know, and... I must say, it's a lot smaller than I remember, but I was also a lot smaller person, human being back then. But, so, you know, I'll say the Dash Stadium is definitely an upgrade from this small venue. But, I mean, it was just nice nostalgia factor for me.
I'm sure,
you know?
I'm sure. I unfortunately, I mean, I haven't lived in Winston-Salem nearly as long as you have, but, I mean, I also... Like, I never, unfortunately, never got to experience the Winston-Salem baseball team as the Warthogs. Yeah. It's always been the Dash since I've been going. So, but I'm sure it was quite a trip down memory lane for you. So,
oh, yeah.
But, I mean, if you don't have anything else, then...
No, I will say, college baseball has a reputation for being just, like, wild and just wacky sometimes.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's just completely off the rails, but... Could tell it was a lot like goofier than I don't know if goofy is the right word. Just crazy stuff happens, like people just missing throws and whatnot. Just
like, almost like the Globetrotters, you know, of baseball.
Like you know, so it's just really fun, you know, because it's got just a different feel to it than a major league or minor league game.
Yeah, we also got the. The metal bat certainly helps too. So
yeah. Instead of that big ding.
Yeah. Instead of a crack, you just hear a ting. Yeah. So, anything else to add before we get into this? Yeah. So before we kind of get into our thing, if this is your first time listening to one of our reviews, I guess we'll go over the ground rules that we've set for all our reviews. So we like to review our experiences on four different categories. That is ballpark, or, you know, in this case it is ballpark. A ballpark aesthetic, how the look of the ballpark is, stuff like that. Game day atmosphere, food, the goody goods, and surrounding neighborhood, which, you know, we talked about it before. I think it's just as important in case you want to do something before or after a game that you're attending. So what we do is we go and we rank all those experiences, any number 1 to 10, except for anything too crazy. You can go half numbers, just you can't do a 7.76.
6.3.
And a half. No, none of that. So any number 1 through 10, half numbers are allowed. So we add up all our numbers, divide them by 4, because hey, that's the category number. And then we take our scores, add them up together, divide by 2, and that is our total score for our experience at that ballpark. If it doesn't make sense now, it will hopefully make sense at the end of the episode. So, let's a little bit of a background of where Wake Forest Baseball plays. It is David F. Couch Ballpark, which opened all the way back in 1956. It is old.
Was it Ernie Shore Field then?
Yes. Oh,
is it still Ernie Shore Field, but the ballpark is a different name?
Well, no, because I'm pretty sure it says in the outfield that it's formerly known as Ernie Shore Field.
Okay.
So I think it is David F. Couch Ballpark, and that's it.
Okay.
Opened in 1956, housed all the minor league teams in Winston-Salem, mm-hmm. including your Warthogs, mm-hmm. up until 2009, when the Dash decided that they wanted a new ballpark in downtown Winston-Salem, sold the ballpark to Wake Forest, and it's been the home of Wake Forest baseball ever since.
Yeah.
Has a capacity of 3,823. I don't think it filled nearly that many, but...
I think you could fit... I think you could probably fit all of the Oakland A's attendance from the other night into it. Yeah.
Definitely from... maybe from... Let's see, what's today? Thursday? Tuesday night. Tuesday night had 3,000, and then... I think I read somewhere that last night had under 3,000 people.
Oh, wow. Yes, definitely.
So, yes, yeah. You could fit a Wednesday crowd for Oakland A's in the stadium comfortably. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's just a little bit of background. So, I guess, you know, we used to start these reviews off with the ballpark aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Let me learn how to talk again. So, would you like to go first this episode, or would you like me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go.
Cool.
I mean, it is a very small ballpark, well, in my opinion.
It is. It's pretty small.
It is. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're sitting out there on, like, a high school football, I mean, the baseball stadium with bleachers, even though, granted, there are bleachers. bleacher seats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not much, I don't think there was much of a, like, backdrop, like, a view of anything, really. Maybe some building, industrial buildings or something.
Yeah. Were those industrial buildings, or was it part of the school? Because, like, there's some buildings visible in the outfield.
It's not the football stadium and the baseball stadium, and they're not on campus. They're not far from campus, but I mean, they may have some buildings used for Wake Forest. Okay. You know, it's like over there for. Whatever, and I was just reading about the some baseball facility they have like across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was that, but I don't know. Some buildings.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what they were, but
it wasn't pretty. That's what I'm.
No, thinking. I mean there's no fantastic view of anything, and it's just a small park and. I mean, not really nothing special to say about it. Unfortunately.
Except for, I will say the, they do have the giant board mm-hmm. in the outfield, giant, whatever you want to call it, which mm-hmm. I mean adds a little bit to the ballpark because I mean I feel like they do a good job of keeping stats available and
mm-hmm.
whatnot up there,
yeah.
And then I didn't like, I guess my brain didn't click when we were there, but the second game that me and the wife went to, she's like, is that real or fake grass? And I didn't realize when we were there that they actually play on AstroTurf. Mm-hmm. It's not real grass. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, AstroTurf is AstroTurf. I mean, some people prefer real grass.
Yeah.
But the AstroTurf actually looks kind of nice.
It looks nice. Yeah.
And then they got the big old Deacon behind home plate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's kind of nice to look mm-hmm. at. That's something you can't do if you had, like, mm-hmm. you know, real, air quote, dirt and grass or whatnot. So, I mean, that kind of adds a little bit of fun to it. Mm-hmm. But
did they have someone in the outfield manually were they putting strikes up? Or I thought I remembered... Somebody, like, you know how on the
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they had somebody out there. Like,
the strikes or the score?
I'm pretty sure the numbers changed. Like, the numbers were being put in put in manually. Yeah. So that's kind of fun. That's kind of old school.
Yeah, I like seeing that. You know, of course, they also had the score up on the video board, too. And there was, I will say, we didn't go over there, but there was a cool little seating area around the other side that, you know, my friends ended mm-hmm. up
Yeah.
Find it. And there's like almost like couches and stuff that you can sit around.
Yeah.
But like outdoor couches and stuff. So that's a cool area if you want to go up there and chill. I think you can still see the field and game pretty well.
Yeah. And then of course it doesn't happen on all games because it means the high top tables are can be reserved. Mm-hmm. But on games, the game we went to, one it was a Wednesday or Tuesday night. So that's already not going to draw a big crowd. And of course they played
Western.
Yeah. So if you go to a game to where it's not going to draw a big crowd and whatnot, then if you want to forego sitting in your actual seat or sitting on the bleachers, then you could probably get away with sitting on one of the high top chairs.
Yeah.
So I mean that was nice. That's where we sat the whole game and nobody bothered us or anything. So I mean, that's a little added something to it.
Yeah.
I think all of them were taken or they reserved at the game that me and the wife went to.
Okay.
But they were also playing a conference opponent. So and it was a Saturday game.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that makes a difference.
Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I just. Unfortunately, this stadium is just, unlike the Dash, to where the Dash is actually downtown, like, this is just off in a corner somewhere. So there's really nothing to really look at when you get to the ballpark. No fancy views or anything like that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, whatever.
Score? Ready for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I'm going to do 4.5.
4.5? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, be fair with it.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's off the cuff, and I'm just coming up with this now, so it's like, hey, I guess it's kind of like honest.
Yeah. Let's see. I got two that I'm trying to choose between, and I'm trying to figure out what I could do to justify upping it a little bit. I guess give me a 5. I was trying to choose between a 5 and a 5.5, but I think I'm gonna go with the 5.
Got it. All right. You want to start off with what? Game day atmosphere.
Game day atmosphere. That is usually what we do next. You want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say I'm pretty sure when I'm thinking about it that game day atmosphere is actually probably my favorite part of this trip, because I mean, like we mentioned, it was a weekday game, playing Western Carolina, but I feel like the fans that were actually there, one, there's actually quite a few Western Carolina fans.
Yeah, there were, surprisingly.
And then the Wake fans that were there, I feel like they actually got into the game quite a bit, actually got kind of loud cheering on their team, and just it made for a fun time, because sometimes with college baseball, like, you don't really know how it's going to go out. I mean, of course, you got your team, your college baseball teams that are always, always going to attract fans because they're always, like, really good, like your Vanderbilts or
Tennessee this year.
Yeah, Tennessee's another one that's, I feel like, it's been consistently in the College World Series the last couple of years. So, of course, they're going to draw their fans no matter what. So I didn't really know what to expect, and there weren't a ton of people there, maybe a little bit more than I expected, but like I said, the ones that were there actually really got into the game, were cheering on the team. It got really crazy, really loud in the bottom of the ninth because Western was trying to tie the game up.
Yeah, and I'll say Western's players were extremely loud. Like, they were so fun. They were having a blast.
Yeah.
Like, just rooting on their whatever, their player that was at bat and this and that. So, it was, you could tell they were having fun.
Yeah, I would say that, we complained a little bit how small the field is, but at least with the field being, or the stadium being as small as it was, like, you actually could hear the players up in the stands quite a bit.
Yeah.
Jeering or whatever when something go their way, or cheering when somebody got a hit. So, the stadium's small, but at least, when it comes to being able to hear the players, it kind of added to the atmosphere a little bit. So that was nice. One of the things that I thought was kind of cool, instead of having the announcer announce when a guy was coming up to bat, I guess they had kind of like a pre-recorded recording of the player mm-hmm. announcing themselves. So I thought that was kind of cool.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So I mean, that was nice. The audio seemed kind of muffled sometimes, so sometimes it was a little difficult to understand, you know, the guy announcing himself. But I mean,
when
you could hear it, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was a nice touch. One drawback, which I don't remember seeing the mascot at all. But
I don't remember seeing the Deacon either.
You know. They probably got just one dude that is the mascot, yeah. And he goes to all the football games and all the basketball games, and I don't know if he really feels like going to a baseball game on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, so...
That's a fair
point. I mean, was he there at the other game
He actually wasn't. I don't remember seeing him at all.
So maybe they don't go to baseball games at all, which sucks, but...
Yeah,
it is.
Baseball
what it
fans
is.
Love their mascots too.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, and you know me, I want my mascot. I want him to be involved and whatnot. So, yeah. So that's a little bit of a ding.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little disappointing, but
yeah.
Whatever. Is anything else that I feel like parking? Oh, yeah. We actually didn't have to pay anything for parking either game. Like I thought maybe it was just a kind of a, hey, this is a weeknight game, not a big old crowd, so mm-hmm. hey, we'll just let you in. But no, the game me and the wife went to, we didn't have to park in there either. Mm-hmm. So at least if you know you want to go and enjoy some baseball, you're not gonna have to pay for any parking.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say the parking lot is a little tight, is a little small.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
I
don't know where you park if it's full ever.
Yeah.
Maybe at the Coliseum across the street.
Yeah, right, I guess, down the road a little bit. So I will say that about parking, but I mean it was nice not having to worry about, you know, whether we had money for parking or how they were gonna accept payment for parking.
Right.
So that was nice.
Oh yeah.
I will say that was nice. Mm. But yeah, other than that, have anything.
You got a score?
Yeah, give me a 6.5 for Game of the Atmosphere. I feel like that's fair.
6.5. Alright. I'm gonna go... I feel like the harsher raider here. The harsher judge. Simon Cowell, if you will.
Horrible.
God awful. Utter garbage. No. I'm going to go... I'll do a 6.
6? Okay. I'm surprised you said that, because I felt like 6.5 was a little low for me. I'm like... Mm. But no. Okay. All right, whatever. Okay. Simon Cowell. You can also be Gordon Ramsay too. What are you?
I don't drop
a sandwich.
I don't drop enough F bombs to be Gordon Ramsay.
Hey, you don't know what Simon Cowell does outside of American Idol.
I don't know. That's true. I feel like it's been.
Or actually, I guess he's on America's Got Talent now, ain't he?
Yeah, which he's a lot nicer on America's Got Talent, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways. food.
Yeah, anyways, our next topic is food.
I got I think we both got hot dogs, didn't we?
Did you get
a burger?
I got a hamburger.
Okay, yeah, I got... it's par for the course. I get a hot dog, you get a burger. Or you chicken tenders.
No, I was like, usually I get chicken tenders. Yeah, so I went different this time.
Yeah, woo. So I got a hot dog. And popcorn. Hot dog was, again, I feel like this is the same thing. It's just, yeah, it was decent. Run-of-the-mill hot dog. Yeah. Not terrible. Not, like, nothing to write home about. I mean, it's decent. I think it was fairly priced. I don't to the, I don't remember being like, that's crazy expensive.
Yeah. You know? I will say the good thing, like, with their food is, like, most of it comes in a basket. Mm-hmm. So instead of paying for a burger and fries separately,
you get them together.
You're mm-hmm. paying for it together.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like the popcorn? I thought the popcorn was halfway decent.
Yeah, it was good. Good snack to have. And then I also got, it was pretty chilly that game we went to.
A little bit.
I ended up getting, they have coffee and hot chocolate. So I went with hot chocolate. It was good too. Nice to warm me up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, nothing, just
nothing fancy.
Extraordinary, but yeah, good for ballpark food.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, I didn't like my hamburger.
Really?
Well, like you said, the night was a little bit chilly, and the hamburger was almost like it had been sitting there for a while, which, I mean, most of that stuff is, but most of the time it's also under a heating lamp. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they cooked the hamburger, put it in some foil, and just sat it on the counter, mm-hmm. because when I got it, like, it was cold. Mm-hmm. The cheese wasn't melted whatsoever on the thing. So, I mean, I was a little disappointed in that. I stole some of your popcorn. Like I said, the popcorn was decent.
Didn't you spill your... Didn't you get popcorn to spill it?
It blew over.
Yeah.
Anywho. Look, it was cold and windy.
Yeah.
Forgive me. But one of the cool things they had was for drink options, you could either get it a small drink, mm-hmm. air quote small drink, in just a regular paper cup, or if you wanted to upgrade a little bit, you could get a drink in a mason jar. So,
oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty neat. Little touch. And like you said, the price wasn't too exorbitant. I think for the basket that I got, cheeseburger and fries, was like $9. Mm. So, I mean, that's cheaper than you'd find at some places. So,
yeah.
Actually, that's kind of on par with if you want to get cheeseburger and fries at some fast food places.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I think I've discovered I don't really like a whole lot of, like, stadium, like, burgers. Like, because I've experienced a lot of just that, like, not melt. They just slap a cold piece of cheese on it. Mm-hmm. And, like, which I know they have to do it that way because not everybody wants cheese.
So yeah.
To me, it's harder to mess up a hot dog, you know, than a burger.
Well, I was just trying to do something different because I didn't want you guys continually hearing me review chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I should have went with it. That could be my shtick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could be the hot dog guy. Yeah, I could be the chicken tender guy.
So, yeah, like, it'll take going to, I guess, a pro game or, mm-hmm. well, not even a pro because the... keep referencing the flying squirrels, but we did that before we started this, so we didn't get to review it. But that's probably the best, definitely the best minor league food I've had.
Which is funny because it was a burger with peanut butter.
Yes, it was delicious.
Of course, that team would have gotten a little, downgrade because we waited in line for 3 innings for that food. It was good.
But it was good. It was very good.
Anyways, that's for another episode. We have to go back to another game.
Yeah, go back to review that
burger.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever appreciate a hamburger with peanut butter on it, but mm-hmm. good gracious.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know. What was it?
I peed my pants a little bit just thinking about it.
What was the other thing? The brisket bites or mac and cheese?
Yeah, the mac and cheese brisket bites.
Yeah.
Little fried mac and cheese balls with mm-hmm. brisket inside of it.
Yeah.
Okay. These weren't fries good. Burger was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so enough about a game that we did not go to.
Yeah, let's go back to the weather. Anyway, let's review this food.
Yeah.
You started it, so if you had to give your wiener.
I'm going to rate my wiener five, even five, just average. And so, if anybody skipped ahead and just ended up on that sentence.
So average. It's such an average wiener. Alrighty. You know what? I'll go a 5-2. I know I said that the burger sucked, but the fries were decent. And then, like I said, I like the... I like being able to get a drink in a mason jar. Made me feel very rednecky.
There you go.
So, I want a Pepsi in a mason jar.
Woo! Probably those Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And spiked Mountain Dew. And
yeah.
Mason jar. Yeah. Anyway.
It wasn't, though. Sorry. Last one we're going to do is surrounding area.
Which, being in Winston-Salem, we've pretty much done this twice times. Already. Three times already.
Yeah.
But it's a different part of Winston. Same part of Winston. It's a basketball game. So, do I need to just look back? Actually, I don't have each individual score recorded. So if you're listening to this and I give this a different score than I did for Wake Forest basketball, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I don't remember what I gave.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Gave it that one.
What do we look like?
Professionals?
Yeah. There ain't no professionalism around here. We just talked about 5 scored wieners. Who does that? Barstool? No. Actually, they might.
Probably they.
Anyways. Do you want the first one? We go first.
I did food first, so it's your turn.
Okay. So I noticed something going to the baseball game. It's like we talked about passing by some buildings. Mm-hmm. Like, it's almost like industrial buildings, mm-hmm. and it's almost... They almost look abandoned. if I'm being completely honest, and it's like, because I didn't notice it when we went to our game, but when me and the wife went to our game, we drove straight through, mm-hmm. you know, buildings, and I'm like, are we going in the right direction? Because the baseball stadium's out here, but I don't know. And then I'm sure we talked about it when we talked about the basketball game. Like, around, like, in the general area, general vicinity of the stadium, there's not a whole lot of places to eat or do anything. You kind of have to drive a little bit before you start hitting restaurants or
whatnot. Yeah, I mean, you could get downtown very quickly.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And then park somewhere and walk around, but... Around there, there's a few restaurants there past the football stadium. Because this is, like, where the Wake Forest football stadium is. It's, like, right down the street from into where the baseball ballpark is.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the street from that is the Coliseum, where they play basketball and then concerts and junk. So, if you go down the street a little bit, there's a couple restaurants. And then there's, like, a shopping center. Across the street from the Coliseum, and I know there's Elizabeth Pizza in there, which I know both love Elizabeth Pizza.
Yes, sir.
And a Pizza Hut. Actually, I think that Pizza Hut's closed, so never mind.
That's okay. Elizabeth outdoes Pizza Hut.
Of course.
8 days out of 7.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
8 days. Sure. Yeah.
24/8.
8 days a week.
Yes. If you've never tried, if you're in Winston and you want some pretty good pizza, try Elizabeth's. We both love it.
I don't know if it's my favorite in Winston, but it's up there.
You know, thanks a little bit just thinking about it. But again, this is what you do to me. Sitting here talking about good food. Got started with a peanut butter burger.
Yeah. So, would you say Elizabeth's pizza is the best pizza in Winston?
I mean, I haven't tried every place in Winston.
Well, that you've had.
But it's if it isn't, then it's very near the top to all the pizza. All the pizza places I've tried.
And we're not counting, like, Domino's and Papa John's and that chain garbage.
Exactly.
I'd say I like Burke Street.
Okay.
I know of two locations. There's one downtown on Burke Street, and then there's one over off Robin Hood.
I feel like I've only had Burke Street once. And theirs was pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. I will admit. But, I just choose Elizabeth's.
Yeah. Mario's is up there, too.
Yo, if you don't want pizza from Elizabeth, get their Philly cheesesteak. The Philly cheesesteak is really good, too. y'all hungry yet?
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our pizza ranking podcast
portion of the episode.
Yeah. So within this episode, we've talked about boy bands, 90s boy bands, baseball, and our favorite pizza places. I like it. Anyway, I guess we actually have to give our rating to this around the area.
Boys, balls, and pizza.
It's like I found the name of the episode. It's got a name of the episode right there.
Anyways, so, I mean, like we were really discussing, like, unfortunately, with most of Wake Forest athletics, especially, you know, including the baseball team, you're not going to find a whole lot around their stadiums. You're not. You're gonna have to drive a little bit to go do something, to go eat somewhere, or and even then, like you probably have to go downtown to experience more of a nightlife kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or go to a bar or something like that. Yeah.
So you're not gonna find much around their campus, like, because Wake is such a small school. Like,
yeah,
it's a private school, so they have, I don't know, maybe
7 students.
Yeah, a little more than that. I don't even know if they, maybe a couple thousand.
Yeah,
it's very small.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like somewhere between like 2,000 and 3,000. So it's not a lot.
Yeah, so most of the students, they go hang out. They go downtown to like bars and things like that. So
yeah, so you're just in Winston, you're just gonna have to go downtown to get most of the stuff. Which, I mean, I feel like most decent sized cities is gonna be it anyways. It's just there's nothing.
It's not like Charlotte where you can like hop on like the light rail and ride it for 20 minutes and be uptown and walk around all these different places and, you know. So
it's just how it is.
Yeah,
just how our city's laid out.
We do have cool scooters.
Scattered
about the sidewalk to ride around on, though.
Yeah. So if you are looking to scoot your butt around to do stuff, this is the place for you. If that doesn't get your juices flowing, I don't know what will.
Anyway, so what would you give, or rating would you give?
All right, I'm trying to remember what I gave basketball.
Yeah.
I know it's pretty low. I'm going to go like a 4.
A 4?
Which I'm pretty sure is probably what I gave it last time. I'm hoping that's close to it. Hey, if you're listening to this, you listen to our Wake Forest basketball episode, and I did not give the surrounding area for Winston
don't worry about
4,
it.
Then just fuss at me.
Don't worry. Don't fuss at me, because, or do, I don't care. I'm not going
to. Yeah, we're actually looking for more people to interact with us on our Facebook group, so we want to get fussed at a little bit.
Yeah. Am I going to change it? No.
Oh, no, we're not going to re-record it. Hey, we made a mistake. Let's go back and re-change our scores.
Yeah. Anyway. So 4.
Yes.
I'm like you. I got between 2 I want to work with. I'm trying to decide between.
How mean do you want to be?
Well, see, I feel like I'm a little bit more generous because I'm,
oh, now you want to be the generous one.
Well, because I'm from here, you know, lived here my whole life, so.
But we're talking surrounding area.
I know. I'll go 4.5.
Okay.
I thought about that or a 5.
Well, I finally gave the low score for something.
So, all right. So, I've got, let me get our averages here.
All right. Hold for one moment.
We'll do some Jeopardy music.
Do. Can we get fined for this?
Nah.
I mean, what if I, like, change it up a little bit? Can I do, like, can I do a hip-hoppy?
Yeah. Do a dubstep remix.
I feel like that's more like bluesy or something.
Yeah, so, okay, so my scores were, I gave it a 4.5, a 6, a 5, and a 4.5 for a average of 5.
Oh, straight 5, huh?
Yep.
Mediocre.
Yep. You have a, gave it a 5, a 6.5, a 5, and a 4 for an average of 5.125, 5.1. So that comes up with a overall average.
Yes.
Of
total average.
5.1.
Just 5.1.
5.06. So yes. 5.1. So.
5.1.
So that puts it.
Oh.
Oh wow.
That's
last, we have that's a last that's place. Last place. Hey, disco turkeys. You are no longer last. All right.
Wake
baseball. Five.
Give Adam a minute and we'll actually tell you our overall scores.
So, our current rankings, we have number one, Carolina Panthers Fan Fest.
Still.
7.5.
Still number one.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, I think, before that gets knocked down. Number two, Winston-Salem Dash, 6.5.
A little biasness there, maybe.
Maybe. Number three, the Kannapolis Cannonballers baseball team, 6.3.
Okay.
And tied for fourth, we have Wake Forest Basketball
at
6.2, and the Marksman.
Fayetteville.
I didn't put Fayetteville in
hockey.
I couldn't remember where they were. Marksman, minor league hockey team, 6.2. UNC Greensboro.
Yep.
For those of you wondering what the G was.
For all you uncultured.
basketball, 5.4. Virginia Tech football, which this is still the most surprising one to me.
It's probably gonna be for a long
5.3, like how low it is.
Yeah,
but
how much we actually hated that experience.
Yeah, hate's a strong word.
No, a 5.3 indicates that we hated that experience. especially when I was quite excited to go.
Once we got there, it was fine.
If you say so.
Well, I didn't get to get my turkey leg because I didn't.
I know, because we were sitting in the freaking boonies. that game, we lived up to our namesake. We were cheering for the cheap seats.
But the game day atmosphere was pretty good. It's just everything else sucked.
Yes.
Anyways, I digress. That was number five. Oh, no. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 6, 4.
Number six.
Sorry. I didn't change my rankings for the Tide, so we have two at number four. So UNCG should be number six.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech is 7.
Okay.
So 8 is the Carolina Disco Turkeys, 5.2.
Mm-hmm.
And taking the new number.
Zero.
The new number last place. I'm good at
it. I think you need to go up and take a nap.
I'm good. I do. That's the plan. Last place is Wake Forest baseball at 5.1.
How do you think that ranking? Do you think that's fair? Or how do you feel about that ranking?
I don't love it because I love Wake Forest, and if I could just place it somewhere, I would have probably put it maybe between. Either right below or right above UNCG basketball.
Okay.
But, hey, scores don't lie.
The food at UNCG was better. Yeah. That was the last game burger that I actually really enjoyed. Their burgers are really good, too.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I just feel like whenever we do, like, our averages come out to these, like, low scores, like, I don't want everybody thinking that we're hating, that we're haters or anything. Yeah. I enjoyed my time at the Wake game. Like it's a fun experience to go. Hey, I want to watch some baseball. Let me go to the local school and go watch a baseball game. It's just unfortunately the game day atmosphere or game day experience isn't anything to write home about. So yeah. I mean I think that's reflected in that score. So.
And again, it could also it very much could be and probably is the time of week we go, the opponents we go see them play. You know, I mean, Western Carolina on a Tuesday is not going to bring out a crowd, so you're probably going to get a different experience when they're playing I don't know, like NC State on a Saturday or something. That's a conference game.
Yeah.
So, and we get that. So, but all we can do is rate it for the what we go to. And we are cheering from the cheap seats, so we look for affordable
cheap seats
tickets. I wasn't going to say cheap, because... But it is our namesake, I guess. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, we have to live up to some kind of namesake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say if you're in Winston, or even if you're listening, you're living in Winston, I won't. You know, if you go check out a weight game, go enjoy whatever day you want to go. Go enjoy just some baseball. For, I mean, the game we went to was like 3 hours long. Actually, I feel like it was a little bit longer than that. It was like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it ended very well. Like I said, Western got ahead in the beginning. Wake came back and like very quickly came back and took the lead. And then Western was trying to mount a comeback in the last inning, and they got, like, did they get bases loaded?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they loaded the bases, but they just could not get the runs in, and, you know.
So, yeah.
So, it was exciting.
We had a good time.
But, just,
you know, like I said, we want to do these rankings as fairly as possible. Yeah. So, I mean,
to go, if... I'll say this, if you want to go to a local baseball game, say go to the Dash.
Yeah.
But if you've been to the Dash, or you're just happen to be more of a fan of college baseball, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, great, go. Support the college players and stuff. But, you know, I'd say the Dash is probably your best bet if you just want to catch a baseball game.
Okay. Yeah. Wake also might be slightly cheaper to go to.
It's cheaper. If you're just looking for, you know, what you can, like, get really cheap tickets for, you know, it's probably going to be Wake Forest. But, I mean, it's not like the Dash are that much more.
Yeah, right? No, I was just saying. But price can sometimes pay out.
Yeah. Probably better food at the Dash Stadium, too. More, maybe not better, maybe more options.
That's a fair. That's
Phillies have Dippin' Dots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was very disappointed that there wasn't really any kind of dessert at the weight game.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fatty, so I'm always looking for Dippin' Dots.
So it's eighth
place for...
Eighth overall. It would. I know it'd still be last in baseball, but that would be, let's see, one, two, third? No, fourth. Fourth for our baseball rankings.
Yeah, so in case you didn't completely understand, so our Wake baseball is eighth overall for everything that we reviewed, and fourth overall for all the baseball stadiums we've done. That's okay. So, yeah, I mean... I guess that's really all I got.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. I don't know what our next episode... Hell. Oops. That doesn't count as an explicit tag. Not like I'm dropping F-bombs over here. Anyways.
Watch what we get canceled. All right, Gordon Ramsay.
At this rate, I don't know when our next episode will be, but you know, we're going to try to do it. Normal schedule, 2 weeks from now. I don't know what it will be on. It'll be a random topic that we come up with. Maybe we just decide to talk about the current goings on in the world of sports, which is mostly baseball right now.
I'm sitting here thinking.
I still haven't had my episode to just, you know, rant and just... cry about Freddie Freeman.
Oh,
which is old news now.
Yeah, but
still hurts.
Yeah, but he's hit 2 home runs against the Braves. I know. This would be the perfect time to fuss and cry about it.
we will be doing a overtime episode at some point.
Normally we would try to release that a week after one of these, but I won't be here next week.
Yeah, so. and that's probably just going to end up being a just whenever we have something we want to talk about and release one.
Yeah.
You know, so I do know we did our Batman rankings.
Yep.
And I've already seen the Batman. You have not, but it being on HBO Max now, once you watch it, I think we are planning on maybe reviewing, talking about that episode, and then inserting it into our rankings.
I'm cool with that.
So I see how it
and
fits
we also
in.
Need to eventually do that with the 1966.
Yeah, I know. I gotta watch that one. So, well, we could just insert it in there too.
Yeah.
Whenever I want to watch it. So we also need to rank our, because the movies are one thing, but we also might need to rank our Bruce Wayne's actors.
That'd be a fun one.
I know everybody loves.
Let's write this down for future episodes.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm going off on a tangent.
Yeah, the rails are the train's rocking a little bit.
Yeah.
No, but I mean I like I said, I know we've been kind of inconsistent with our stuff, but you know, life has just been pretty crazy recently.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we going back into the swing of things. This is hopefully that first step forward to just getting back into some normalcy with our show.
Yeah.
And we do want to do some more overtime. It's just, you know, this is definitely want to be our main focus, but we will do some more overtime whenever, you know, we get the time and feelings for it.
Yeah. And there'll definitely be more. I know with all this stuff, Disney Plus is series coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about wanting to, you know, do some, not episode by episode by any means, but like review after the series are over. And stuff like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I'm down with that. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah. And Moon Knight will be over here in a few episodes, so maybe we'll do that one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. We'll figure it out, and you guys will know when we know.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's flying by the seat of our pants here.
Exactly. That's how we do it on the show.
Exactly.
I told you, we're not professionals around here. We're about amateurish as amateur it's gonna be.
Yep.
we just ready to sign off for.
Yeah. I got nothing left.
Okay. So guys, appreciate you sticking it out and listening to our ramblings.
Yep.
definitely check out our social media. We talked and we really just we have a Facebook group. That's probably where most of our where we're most involved with, but. For whatever reason, we can't seem to get people to get involved with our Facebook group, and I don't understand it. But, so, if you would like to just be part of our Facebook group, go on Facebook, go to your little search bar. It's Cheering from the Cheap Seats. We post quite often. I know my buddy Josh. Josh, if you're listening, hey.
Mm-hmm.
He's been posting quite a bit of, news and random stuff and whatnot. So, we try to stay quite active on there.
Yeah.
We're also on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, the TikTok.
The tickety-tockety. That's Cheer Cheap Seats. Cheering for the Cheap Seats was a little too long for those platforms, so we had to go Cheer Cheap Seats. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, that's we definitely want to see you guys. Follow us, like us, give us a thumbs up. Fuss at us if you want to fuss at us.
Yeah.
Anything.
I don't know if you're listening to this and for some reason and haven't subscribed and followed on your podcast listening platform of choice, why not? I don't know. I guess you're going searching for it every week. Just click the button.
Exactly.
Follow, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts,
the
other little ones.
Yeah, something.
Do a rate us, review us. That helps us out. Leave a 5-star review.
6 is good.
So, but yeah, spread the word. You know, if you enjoy us, you know, tell somebody.
If you don't enjoy us, still tell somebody about us.
No. Hey, man, I found this awful podcast. You gotta check it out. These guys suck.
At the end of the day, we don't care because we get the listens.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Oh God, we're awful people.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I know we've been a little crazy, a little wired out. It's been a long couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, from the bottom of our hearts, being completely sincere, we appreciate everybody that does listen to us, does support us, and we might be doing this without you guys, but we wouldn't enjoy it quite as much if we didn't actually have some kind of listeners to this. So we appreciate it. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, until next time, keep cheering.
See ya.